Virginia just turned on a brand new AI camera system at stop signs and crosswalk across the state. In this video, we're breaking down exactly how this technology works, what happens when the system gets it wrong, and what it could mean for your privacy. Earlier this year, Virginia Governor Abigail Spanberger signed Senate Bill 84 into law. The law gives cities and counties in Virginia the ability to put AI-powered cameras at stop signs and crosswalks, especially near schools and in work zones, and to use the footage from those cameras to send tickets by the mail. The law took effect on July 1st, 2026, and it's a big deal. While other states have cameras at red lights and highways, Virginia is one of the first states in the country to do this specifically at stop signs and crosswalks. The bill also came with two related laws, HB 994 and HB 1220, which adds reporting rules. Cities that use these cameras are supposed to publicly report how many tickets they're giving out, how much money they're collecting, and where that money goes. One of the things supporters point to is that the money is supposed to go back into traffic safety, not just into the city's general budget. The business model for these cameras is important to understand, but first let me share a little bit more about how the cameras work. The company behind these cameras is called Obvio. They make solar-powered AI camera poles that get installed right next to stop signs and crosswalks. There aren't huge, bulky things. They're slim poles with a camera on top and a small solar panel to keep them running. No wires or crew needed. They just go up at an intersection and start watching. Here's what makes Obvio different from a regular traffic camera. The AI runs on the device itself. Most traffic camera systems send everything to a server somewhere and process it there. Obvio says that their system does the thinking right there on the pole. The camera watches the intersection, and if it sees something it thinks is a violation, such as a car rolling through a stop sign or a driver not yielding to a pedestrian, it saves a short clip. If it sees nothing wrong, it deletes that footage about 12 hours later. The company says faces of people not involved in a violation get blurred automatically, and when it does catch something, the clip gets sent off to a human to look at it. Obvio staff check the footage first, and if it checks out, they send it to law enforcement. Then law enforcement decides whether to actually issue the ticket. So technically, it's not the camera writing the ticket. It's the camera flagging something, a human reviewing it, and then police signing off on it. Here's the thing, though, and this is where it gets interesting. The end result for you as the driver is the same, a fine and an assumption that the system got it right. And there's examples of these types of systems getting it wrong. But first, let me share a bit about Obvio's business model, because the incentives, in my opinion, are very concerning. Cities typically don't pay upfront for the cameras. Obvio installs them at no upfront cost and takes a share of each time the fine gets paid. That's not necessarily bad on its own, because it means the city doesn't have to spend money upfront on equipment, but it does mean that the company has financial reason to flag as many violations as possible, which makes it increasingly concerning about how often these systems get it wrong. AI cameras at stop signs and crosswalks are new, but automated traffic enforcement speed cameras and red light cameras have been around for years, and those systems have a history of getting things wrong. In Fairfax County, Virginia, hundreds of drivers got speed camera tickets in school zones. The flashing warning lights that signal that the speed limit is 25 rather than 35 wasn't working properly, but the cameras kept ticketing anyways. Thousands of tickets had to be refunded. In Atlanta and Florida, investigators found similar issues of the school cameras issuing tickets when the warning lights were misconfigured. In all of these cases, drivers who paid their fines before the errors were caught had to chase the government down to get their money back. This is one of the biggest issues and concerns with these automated enforcement tools, and it doesn't get talked about nearly enough. When a police officer pulls you over, the law says they have to prove that you did something wrong. The burden is on the government. But with automated enforcement, that gets flipped. The camera catches something that it thinks is someone doing something wrong, a ticket arrives in the mail, and the default assumption is that the machine got it correct. And if you want to fight it, you have to come up with the evidence that shows the machine made a mistake. This sounds manageable when you're talking about a clear, obvious error, but it becomes much more difficult with gray areas. In scenarios where an AI flags you rolling through a stop sign when you actually stopped, or when crosswalk lines aren't clearly painted and the camera interpreted your behavior as a violation, or when the system gets it wrong and matches someone else's license plate to your car. Civil rights researchers have looked at this pattern across the country and found it comes up in city after city. In some places, courts have stepped in. In St. Louis, the burden that these camera systems placed on the drivers was challenged all the way up to the Missouri Supreme Court. The point is, when they are wrong, the system doesn't usually notice first. You do, and you have to do the work to fix it. And I do want to give the safety argument some credit. It is legitimate. People do blow through stop signs and it does hurt people. But the technology comes with real questions that other cities and states are already having to answer the hard way. Now let's talk about the privacy piece, because that's where there's some nuance to it. Avio has built its system in a way that's more privacy conscious than most. On-device processing, short retention windows, footage being deleted after 12 hours if nothing happens, and bystanders' faces being blurred. That's genuinely different from a system that streams 24-hour footage to a cloud server and stores it indefinitely. But here's what stays true no matter how careful the design is. Once these cameras are up, they're part of the street. They can record who comes and goes at the intersection. They know what time you pass through. They're connected to a database that knows whose car that is, and surveillance systems have a history of expanding. What starts as traffic enforcement doesn't always stay there. Virginia has already seen this play out with automated license plate readers that were collecting location data on ordinary drivers who had done nothing wrong, until a court told the police to stop. The question to ask is not just, is this being used fairly right now? It's, what can this become in 5 years? If you live in Virginia, here's what you can actually do with this information right now. As a driver, stop fully at stop signs, yield in crosswalks, and treat school zones and work zones like cameras are already watching, because they might just be. As a resident, ask your local government a few specific questions. Where exactly are these cameras going? Who reviews violations before tickets are mailed? And if the system makes a mistake, how do you fight it? If you care about privacy, push for public annual reports showing where these cameras were placed, how many tickets were issued, how many were dismissed, and how the fine money is being spent. That's already required by the new laws, but how well it's enforced depends on how much people pay attention. And if you ever get a ticket from one of these cameras that you believe is wrong, don't just pay for it. Request the video, look at the date, time, location, and if something doesn't match up, contest it. Please subscribe and let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Thank you.